It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, live from the NRA Show 2013, Houston, Texas. This time I'm joined by the lovely Joyce Wilson, the president of the IDPA.
Actually, just the executive director.
Executive director of the IDPA. We're going to talk about what is about to happen with IDPA, the big news, and that is the release of the new rules, the evolved rules. And we want to talk about the background and how we've gotten to this point.
And first, John, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be on with you. You guys are absolutely wonderful. I love your show. I love the podcast.
And well, we had a good time doing it at Smith & Wesson, and I think it was well-received by the audience. So, you know, why not do it again? And knowing what I know from Paul, who does a very good job of promoting IDPA and staying in front of all of the media sources, we're very close to this important time, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Exactly, and thank you so much for giving me a few minutes to be able to talk about this, because it's a huge undertaking for IDPA. 18 months ago, when we decided that we really needed to do something with the rule book because the sport was growing, we knew we needed to redevelop a foundation to allow for better growth. We knew we needed to take some subjectivity out of some of the officiating of the matches, and we developed a process using what's called the Tiger Team method, mm-hmm. where we had, at least at this point, over 70 different people working on about 12 teams throughout the course of the last 18 months, working on very specific sections of the rule book. They each team had about 90 days to complete their section. And at the very beginning, our base group developed four questions that we used throughout the whole entire process. The first one was, what was the purpose or the history mm-hmm. behind the current rule? Then we ask, is it still valid today? The third thing was, does it support the founders' principles and values? And finally, does it require the safety officer to make a judgment call? Mm-hmm. And we use those four criteria throughout the whole process. I figure we had somewhere north of 250 years of IDPA experience that worked on this project.
Combined in terms of all of the people that participated in the Tiger Teams. One
Correct.
Thing that I thought was interesting that you and I have talked about before is the fact that the Tiger Team participants, those members who became involved in this process, did so anonymously.
Correct. And they are still anonymous, and of the 70-odd people that have worked on the teams, they still want to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. And I kind of understand that. You know, nobody really knows exactly how the rule book's going to be accepted. Mm-hmm. But I firmly believe that, you know, people, once they get over the shock of, oh, we just redid the rule book, mm-hmm. they're going to love it. You know, we did try to pull things back towards center, back towards the founding principles. It's a lot like the Constitution. You know, there just isn't anything really wrong with it.
Right.
You know, a lot of it has been an interpretation, so we tried to make things a lot plainer, a lot clearer. Again, taking away some subjectivity for the safety officers, which is going to make everybody's life better.
I think it makes it the job of safety officer easier.
Absolutely. And it'll make the job of participant easier as well, because you don't have to worry about, well, gee, are they going to ding me for something because they perceived it
right.
to be something.
Right, right.
You know, that's kind of the stuff we try to get rid of. Obviously, you know, we're all human too, and even with all the experience, we may have missed something, which is why we're going to have a 3-week comment period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can learn something from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody comes up with a great suggestion, we'll probably employ that as well.
Well, I think the timing of this is very well played in conjunction with the redesign of IDPA.com and all of the things that have gone into that, because it positions you all to be ready to accept those comments and have, no, there will be a forum, there will be a venue.
Exactly. And Rangelog has done a wonderful job. I mean, granted, you know, I've gotten some negative comments about the website only because I think, to a certain extent, sometimes people don't understand the change.
Mm-hmm.
And it is more technologically advanced. You know, some of our membership isn't, you know, necessarily as computer savvy because we're kind of an older organization. But I think once people really get into it, they'll see with the website that it's so much more user-friendly after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once people figure out how to find a local match. I mean, we never had the ability before to advertise local matches.
Right, right.
You know, and now, like here, we're in Houston. You know, if I wanted to shoot a match, I could type in Houston, Texas, mm-hmm. and it would bring up matches within a 50 or 100 mile radius.
Well, I think y'all are ahead of the curve in recognizing the need and the desire of the shooting public, both IDPA members and not, by doing that and by incorporating that technology into the website. And that was something that Brandon Wright from RangeLog and I talked about at great length when we were at IDPA at Smith & Wesson at Indoor Nationals.
Right.
This, I think, is an exciting time for IDPA.
It's a very exciting time for IDPA. I'm so thrilled to get to be part of something that is very, very near and dear to my heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think some of the changes that we've made with the rule book just made sense. And I'll drop a couple little hints.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to get into a bunch of technical type things
because
I don't want somebody to construe something I say as being in the rule book per se when I may have worded it slightly different in my own words. So, but I can tell you that we fixed the situation with the Springfield XD.
Okay, great.
The Springfield XD is going to go into SSP.
Mm-hmm.
We reclassified it from single action versus double action to striker fired versus non-striker fired.
Okay, makes sense to me.
Which makes 100% sense.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, that was the founder's intent.
Okay.
You know, striker fired versus non-striker fired. It just so happened in the way that Springfield imported that gun, it got classified as a single action, even though it's striker fired.
Right.
So, you know, with the old rule book, we were kind of stuck. Now we're not.
Good.
A couple other little things that we've done that people can be expecting. You know, and it's something that I'm sure we'll get some mixed reviews, but I still think it's the right thing to do, is we've developed a code of conduct for all levels of participation, from member to safety officer to match director to area coordinator. I mean, we at headquarters run by a code of conduct. And so it just makes sense. We're dealing with dangerous weapons that we should expect people to behave.
Right. I mean, there is no get back on any kind of a mistake or an accident.
Right.
And we've been very blessed and very fortunate that there have been very little instances of that. But if there is any way to ensure or make it less likely that something could ever happen, it's literally a no-brainer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I hope people won't take that in a negative fashion. It was never intended to be a negative thing. It's actually intended to be a very positive thing.
Good.
You know, just kind of holding people accountable. I mean, that's what we're about. We're all accountable for our actions anyhow.
Right, right.
So, anyhow, that's another little tidbit that's coming in the new rule book.
Interesting. And I, as I expressed to you before we started this interview, I'm very excited to see all of the things that are going to be there. Because for me, initially, getting involved in IDPA competition was kind of a love and hate sort of scenario for me. There were some things about it that, in terms of my very rudimentary pistol skills and my level of game, were very difficult to deal with, and even to an extent caused me to choose a completely different division to go around some of the things with regard to reloading.
Right.
But that's part of what makes IDPA IDPA. IDPA is not IPSC or any of these other things. IDPA is IDPA.
Right.
And as soon as I was able, as a shooter and participant, to get a grasp of that fact, I then was able to enjoy all of the things that make IDPA different, and that's all of the interaction in the stages and all of the scenarios and the things that really make IDPA fun for me as a, not only as a television person who's covering IDPA competition, but also as somebody who's participating in some of these matches at a club level.
And that's wonderful to hear, because, you know, we always like to believe that people are enjoying what they're doing, you know, and it's nice for me to know that you're not just doing it because you have to, but that you enjoy it as well.
Right. So. I don't think I've ever heard from anyone at any level at any IDPA match that they are not having fun.
Good.
So that's the point.
That's exactly the point. One of the other things that we did with the rule book is, in the old rule books, and understandably so from the very beginning, there were a lot of explanations, you know, that then people would look at and go, okay, is this explanation a rule or is it just an explanation? You know, we talked about, you know, how to run a match and things of that nature that isn't really a rule per se, but could be construed because it's in the rule book.
Right.
So we've actually split the book into two separate parts. We've actually got a rule book for competitors,
okay,
and then we have a match administration book, handbook, that mm-hmm. comes separately for people that want to become a safety officer or even an area coordinator. We've actually delineated all of the information that you need to have to be a safety officer, to be a match director, to be an area coordinator, et cetera, so that people know what is actually expected.
I think that's excellent, and I think that then also will lend itself to the transparency between one match and another match on the other side of the country in terms of what you can expect as a participant.
Right.
Is this match going to be like the one that I shot east?
Right.
Well, yes, it is, because it's all going to be outlined in that. And that's, I think, another way that IDPA is setting itself apart.
Yes, and also we've been able to develop a full safety officer education program, mm-hmm. including a recertification program that's online.
Excellent.
So that our current safety officers, we're playing by big boy rules here. You know, you can read the book just as easily as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can study the new rule book and then take an online test.
That's excellent.
It just makes more sense than making somebody sit through another 8 or 10 hour class or whatever when nobody's got time for that.
And recertification is important, I feel, because it sharpens skills.
It
reaffirms awarenesses that these guys and girls are going to need to be effective.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Again, it carries to what you were saying before, as we want the matches on the East Coast to look just like the matches on the West Coast and mm-hmm. vice versa.
It's fantastic.
Or the match in South Africa mm-hmm. or the Philippines or mm-hmm. wherever you might end up. You know, we've got members in 50 plus foreign countries now. So
it's fun.
We want people to go wherever they want to go to shoot mm-hmm. and still be able to enjoy the same thing.
That's neat. So. Good stuff coming from IDPA. I expected no less.
Well, you know, we're trying. We're trying to kind of rebuild the foundation, because with the popularity of firearms and what's happening in the industry and what's happening in the world, you know, we're seeing so many more participants in shooting sports in general.
Mm-hmm.
And IDPA, I think, is very uniquely positioned with concealed carry.
Right.
To provide, not training per se, I understand we're a shooting sport, but to provide the groundwork for some good gun handling skills.
Exactly. Yep.
And, you know, good training habits.
Right.
Tactical type.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there, because IPSC competition, yes, may develop some muscle memory that lends itself to safe gun handling, multi-gun, or you name it, but none of them have the conceal carry aspect that IDPA does that can even bolster that muscle memory. And once you instinctively function in a safe manner, again, you're less likely to have an accident or something to that effect.
Right.
So it has tremendous value.
And having the stress of the match, you know, provides a little bit of the stress like you could possibly encounter if, God forbid, you were in an armed encounter.
Right.
So at least you've got that little bit of, you know, understanding about a stress response and so forth.
It's terrific stuff. Always a great interview, Joyce. Thank you.
Oh, John, thanks. It's such a pleasure to see you guys, and you do such great work. I really appreciate it.